ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। One of the popular words that we all use very often in our daily life, one of the words not only used a lot, but it is being misused a lot, and it is the word even abused a lot. And I'm sure you must have guessed already, it is a word made of four letters: love. Is that right? It's the most used, misused, abused. Very often, people understand this word as just an emotional expression or a passion, but actually it is more than that. Whenever we talk about love, the symbol, the image that comes in front of us is the heart, right? Why heart and love? Why not brain and love? What is the connection between showing the heart to represent love? I was just thinking two things. One is, love is symbolized as an image of heart because it actually shows the sincerity, honesty, and that is why when we do something honestly, sincerely, we use the word, I am doing it from my heart. Not just physical heart, it is truth. Heart represents truth. And of course, heart also represents love because it is a feeling, it's an emotion that is expressed in relationship, whatever kind of relationship between each other. It's a feeling. So feeling is always connected with the heart. So today we are talking about the gift of love. That means gift from the heart, gift with sincerity based on truth. As we will be celebrating meeting with Bap Dada on a very historical day, Valentine's Day, when we remember particularly our relationship with Baba as the beloved and us as lovers. Because Valentine's Day is a day of lover and beloved. And it is really, according to drama, it is very accurate that we have the opportunity to meet God as our beloved in the corporeal form. So, what gift? What is the gift of love are we going to present to Baba? You know, I know when the Valentine's Day is coming closer, the people who love each other, they search for the best gift in the market, right? And they make sure that gift is liked by the beloved. Because gift is always like that. You know, you have to choose the gift that is something liked by the person to whom you give. Now imagine Baba is coming as our beloved, and what gift of love am I going to present to Bab Dada tomorrow? Of course, Baba doesn't want any physical gift. I cannot even think about any physical gift that I can present to Baba. And I don't even have to think, what should I give Baba? Baba has already told us what he likes from us. Do you remember what Bab Dada has expressed, what he would like to receive from us? Anybody who has already prepared this gift of love for Baba tomorrow? That is attention. You know, this is a gift of love you are offering. So he has told us, he has given his choice already. This is what I would like. You know, when there is a meeting of a lover and a beloved, they have to be of the same type, isn't it? If there is no proper matching, the meeting will not be enjoyed, right? The matching should be correct. And so, just imagine, who is Baba, Bab Dada? Where is he? And what is he? Baba is an angel in the subtle region, in the avyakt form. And if I want to celebrate meeting, I have to become like him. Then only we can enjoy the meeting. You know, if he has the costume of shining, costume of light, and I go with the dress of mud, our meeting cannot take place. So I have to, first of all, change my dress and also change my address if I want to celebrate meeting with him as my beloved and myself as a lover. So let us prepare ourselves from today before we offer the gift. Meeting, you know, when you have an invitation to go somewhere, you think about the dress code. If you don't have the proper dress code, you know, it doesn't fit. I won't fit myself in that gathering. So it is a meeting, what we call in Hindi, mehfil of angels. So I have to start preparing myself to celebrate meeting with Bab Dada by changing my dress from today. So I will automatically change my dress. I become the resident of the subtle region. And Bab Dada has reminded us that he has given us a particular dress on our marriage day. How many of you are married to Baba? And how many of you are engaged to Baba? Yeah? How many of you are engaged? Very few. Because engagement nowadays can get cancelled easily. Yeah? So, those of us who are married, of course, our marriage is love marriage. So, Baba has given all of us a particular dress to wear whenever I go to meet my beloved. The dress of light. Not white dress. If you go with white dress, you can't meet your beloved. You have to go with your light dress. Do you have one? Light dress? Yes? So, wear the light dress and start celebrating meeting. Stand in front in the queue first, because there will be a long queue in front of Baba tomorrow. All the beloved around the world will want to meet him first. Right? So I have to make sure I am in the first number in the queue. So I have to actually emerge that love for Baba as a beloved in my heart. Not just emerge that love, but as Baba said yesterday in the Murli, I have to cling onto him. I have to remain lost in his love. I have to remain merged in his love. That nobody and nothing can come in between me and Baba. You know, sometimes I think about what is the speciality of the love between a lover and a beloved, comparing to the love of other relationship. Is there any difference? No, there is love of the child and father. There is a love of the student and teacher. There is the love of friend and friend. No, love of the child and mother. What is the speciality of the lover and the beloved? Yes? Yes? Keep thinking about each other. Any other speciality that outstands, that is very unique, comparing to the love of all other relationships? No, that is why if I have not experienced the love of Baba as my beloved, my heart is not totally full. There is a little broken piece which pulls the outside world. So what is that uniqueness? The uniqueness of this relationship is intimacy. You know, it is intimacy. It is sharing, of course, but that intimate relationship makes it very special. And that is why when there is the meeting of the lover and the beloved, it is exclusive love. No one else is included. That is what sometimes we call it as falling in love. Finish. My heart is lost. There is no more heart left. So then there is no question of difficulty in remaining merged in love. So that is what I need to experience tomorrow, special day. Not just tomorrow, always. To feel that one and only one Baba is mine and none other. So the dress code for meeting the beloved and lover is actually the dress, the light dress. So the moment I emerge my form of light, I am light, I am in the body of light, you know, I am double light. The feet of my intellect automatically is lifted beyond the mud, beyond the consciousness of the body. I am transported into the region of silvery white light. That is where my beloved Bab Dada is waiting to celebrate meeting with me. So I need to bring into my heart all the attainments that I have experienced since I have met Baba, since I belong to Baba, and feel that gratefulness, thankfulness for choosing me to be his lover. You know, there is one Hindi song which is very beautiful. Jaane kya, what, I don't know what you saw in me that you fell in love with me. Yeah, there is a Hindi, I can't remember the exact words, you know. I don't know what you saw in me that you fall in love with me. We did not even know that we have something special within us that Baba loves. So just try to identify in the next 24 hours. What is that God saw in me that he fell in love with me? You know, otherwise, means comparing to the Miss India, Miss Universe and all that, we are not that beautiful. We are not that wealthy like millionaires. We are not having any positions like VIPs. We are simple, ordinary people. Right? But suddenly, while walking on the path of life in our journey, something happened that God's vision fell on me and he fell in love with me and I did. Who found who? Did you find Baba? Anybody say you found Baba? Nobody. It is Baba who found us. So that means he exactly knew what speciality we had and what is useful for him. So keep this intoxication even for the next 24 hours. That out of millions of souls in this world today, one beloved, his vision has fell on me. And he said, you are mine. You belong to me. You know that longing we all had for a long time to belong. So that was really quenched. The moment Baba's vision fell on me and Baba said, you are mine. So remember those moments. The first time you experienced Baba's love and you accepted Baba as your life partner, as your beloved, as your everything. So that actually brings us very, very close. Because first of all, we have to become near to each other before we become dear. Right? How can you become dear to someone if you are not near? But of course, if you have fear, you cannot come near. But I don't have any fear because he has chosen me. He has seen that speciality in me which I did not know. So I am grateful to Baba for showing me that I have something that is useful for him. So sing the song of thankfulness, gratefulness in your heart for choosing you. You know? So what do we become? If I become God's, whatever you want to call it, lover, wife, you become Mrs. God. So who am I? Do you know who are you? Who are you? You feel shy to say that. I can see some of you feel shy to say that. But it is true, isn't it? So Baba has made us belong to him and that longing to belong is finished. Now I have to stay in that awareness constantly. So of course the next is, you know, when someone does something to us, you know, we want to express our love to them by doing something, by saying something, by giving something. Because what is love after all? What is love? Love is acceptance. Love is understanding. Love is giving. Love is forgiving. Love is sharing. So Baba practically demonstrated all these expressions of love from the moment he made us belong to him. He accepted us without questioning as we are. He understood what we have gone through. So he did not, you know, ask for any question. He forgives. You know, He forgives. That is why they say God forgives and forgets. Man, God forgives and forgets. So, He forgives us and He also cares. So, God has done His part. So, I have to now take the responsibility to express my love by accepting the souls of the world as they are. You know, it is not enough that we say we love God, but what about God's family? So the feeling of acceptance of all souls from the heart, the feeling of understanding, the feeling of forgiving and sharing. So that is why we can check how much love we have for Baba on the basis of how much love we have for the souls in the whole world. So if there is lack of love even for one soul in my heart, so that much love I am lacking for God. Because God loves one and loves all. But if I have choice, I love some souls but not others, that means there is something not complete in my love for God. And also, you know, the other day Baba was asking last Avyakt Murli, have you all experienced God's love? What we all said. Yes? Have all of us experienced God's love? Of course, that is why we are here. In one word, how do you express God's love? How do you describe God's love? Yes? How do we describe? It's an unspoken language. You cannot, you know, like if you give some sweet to a dumb person and ask him to describe how sweet the sweet is, he cannot talk, isn't it? He can only express through his eyes and face. So I would say in one word, you know, the feeling of God's love is acceptance. I remember I was asking one first timer who met Baba Dada. During those time, Baba was not giving any blessing, just drishti only. Only 1 second drishti, they have to just pass through on the stage. And this soul, when she came in front of Baba, you know, just that 1 second, like Baba nodded like this. And that soul felt so happy, you know, like God is acknowledging, I know you, I have accepted you. So when she came back after meeting Baba, I asked her, how did you know? You know, she said, I experienced a lot of God's love. So how did you know it was God's love? She said, because He said He knows me. Baba did not speak actually. And he said He accepted me. So it's the feeling of acceptance, acknowledgement. And of course, when we describe further, we say the difference between human love and God's love is unlimited, unconditional, selfless. So it is actually, this is a kind of love that has helped us to grow. Unconditional, unlimited love, which is spiritual love. Love of the soul. Because many times we mix up attachment with love. Now, there are three types of love. One is love for sex, which is lust. Love due to attachment, that is attachment due to blood relationship. And love for God is what is called devotion. That is why out of devotion, one can dedicate one's life. One can sacrifice one's life. In bhakti, we have heard so many stories of devotees sacrificing their life out of love for God. So this God's love is what is sustaining us in this Brahmin life. So now, after we have received so much love, sustenance of love from Baba, so what return are we going to give? You know, gift is to give return. What other physical gift we can give? To give return to the love that we have received is a gift. So what return can I give to Baba for all that sustenance, love, care, forgiveness that he has given to me? You know, just to fulfill his desires, just to fulfill his wish that he has for me individually. That is what is our gift for Baba. It's not any physical. It is practically becoming. Or we can even say just being. So just think about from time to time what Bap Dada has been telling, what he would like to get from us, in what way we can return, you know, repay for what he has done to me. So simple answer is to become like him, or to make a turn is what is called return. That is my gift. You know, when people have love for each other, they are prepared to sacrifice anything for the sake of that person. So out of love for Baba, I am prepared to sacrifice, to renounce, to tolerate, to do anything once it pleases him. That is my gift. Because up until now, I think maybe we are keeping some comfort zone, you know, some little corner which we want to keep it for ourselves in case. But now I have to stand naked in front of my beloved to say, nothing is hidden, and I am prepared for any kind of sacrifice that is necessary just to become like Baba, an angel, and return home as a companion with Baba. You know, all of us will return home, definitely. But how am I going to return home? That is the question mark. As a companion or in the procession party? If I want to return home as a companion, then I have to be like him, holding his hand and constantly being in his company. Then anytime Baba goes, I can go. So let us check ourselves and see, you know, if there is anything that we are still holding as for our own comfort, that we are not exposing ourselves completely. So let us do that for this Valentine's Day as a gift to Baba, gift of love. You know, so out of love, today, out of patriotism, people sacrifice their lives to their country. So out of love for Baba, if I sacrifice something, it is not anything great. Actually, it is a reward that I am going to receive. So one thing is to invoke our own angelic form. You know, just like when Brahma Baba was in the Sakar form, there was Baba's avyakt form, and when he became totally karmatit, so that angelic form merged into the corporeal form, and that's it. So now we have to invoke our angelic form and come closer and closer, so that this effort maker form is totally merged. And what remains is just the angel. So this is the wish Baba has, that we experience ourselves being a living angels while in the corporeal world. You know, angels are always described as human in form and godly in nature. So this is where, you know, I need to transform myself totally and become transparent. Yeah? Until I become transparent, the dress of an angel doesn't stay constantly. So until I transform, I cannot become transparent. So transformation is possible only with realization. So we take a few minutes between today and tomorrow and prepare this gift for Baba, which he loves very much, you know, because the more of us become like him, the easier the world to transform. So one is to prepare my stage to celebrate meeting with Baba in that frequency, using the special dress that Baba has given to us to celebrate meeting tomorrow. And the second thing is to go with the gift, offer this gift of preparedness to sacrifice oneself totally, renounce anything, tolerate anything, no matter what, but I will, for the sake of my love for Baba. So I think that is the gift Baba will be pleased. So for that, first of all, I also have to have so much of love for myself. You know, first of all, I have to have so much of love for myself. Because when I love myself so much, then it is easy to express that love for Baba. So Valentine's Day is not just an expression of my love to Baba as my beloved, but also my love for myself. So I must give myself a gift of love, loving myself totally. You know, when all of us learn to love ourselves, we don't have any expectation from other people. We are not longing for any love from anyone. But today there are so many complaints, you know, so many feelings of complaint because of lack of love for the self. So there is an expectation. Even if we are giving something to someone with an expectation that they will give you something at certain time. So that brings a lot of disappointment. So when I begin to learn to love Baba, learn to love myself, learn to love Baba and share that love with others, then I don't have any expectation. This I need to erase from my dictionary. You know, when there is expectation, there is definitely disappointment. You know, in India, it's a custom when there is a wedding. You know, they give gift to each other. When they get gift, especially in a wedding, they make a list of all the people who have given the gift and then how much, what kind of gift they have given, so that, you know, when something happens in their family, they have to give them equal, same kind of gift. So there is an expectation. It's an obligation. But love should not have that. You know, it should be more selfless. No, it is a gift, means it is given without any expectation, just as a token. So that is why when something is given in that way, even though if it is a small thing in this physical world, but that means a lot. So what Baba will be expecting from us, of course I would not use the word expect, you know, Baba would wish from us is just go to him as he would like to see us, as the lovers who are equal to him. That's why in the bhakti, in Bhagavat, they show that Krishna is doing dance with each gopi. You know, Maharas, they call it. But when the gopi is with Krishna, she is not jealous that Krishna is being shared by somebody. She is not looking at the other one. She is only intoxicated that Krishna belongs to me. He is only mine. So that is the feeling each one should have. When we are celebrating meeting with Baba, it's a private meeting in the public. So I am only meeting, Baba has come only for me, and I am meeting Baba privately, myself and Baba. So don't think of anybody in the whole room. All Baba is for you. So that feeling of, you know, exclusiveness gives you a special, unique feeling that one Baba and none other, what it means. No, that is what is called ekvrata. You know, what Baba, what kind of remembrance Baba would like to see is, unadulterated. That my intellect doesn't even touch any other soul, even out of attraction of goodness, as Baba said today. See the goodness in others, but don't get impressed by the goodness. Because a soul who is impressed by another soul is not touched by God. Because that soul is also touched by another soul. So Baba would like to have such souls who are untouched by any human vibration. So see the goodness, but remain exclusively in love with one Baba. So then, whatever I do for Baba, it doesn't seem like labor. Now that is why sometimes Baba says, where there is love, there is no labor. Where there is labor, there is no love. Of course, in Hindi, you know, for love, there are so many words. We call mohabbat, sneh, preet, prem, pyar. When it's used in different context, like for example, when you say sneh, you know, it is intimate love. You know, prem. It is more intimate. Pyar, of course, it is something, you know, love between two souls of any relationship, pyar. So, each word in Hindi for love that is used, kurbani they call. Kurbani is another name for love, sacrifice. So when we look into those words, actually, it gives even more flavor of love. But somehow I feel that in this Brahmin life, if I have experienced the love of the beloved, it includes the love of all relationships. If I have not experienced the love of the beloved, that intimacy in my love with Baba, so then my intellect is always wandering to take love from human beings. So it is like easy way to be lost in the remembrance of Baba. So I just need to look into, you know, Baba's drishti, because when we first came to Baba, many of us became Baba's children through his drishti only. My own experience. You know, I fell in love with Baba with one sight, first sight. Love with first sight. I did not even know the Dadi with whom I came in contact. I did not know any language, Hindi language. I did not know anything about drishti. But we just looked into each one's eyes without knowing. And that is the end of the story. You know, finish turning point in life. I became Baba's and Baba became mine. So, you know, love can start from anywhere. Some have become Baba's children through forehead. Some have become Baba's children through listening to knowledge. Some have become Baba's children through Brahma Bhojan Toli also. Some have become Baba's children through letters. Whatever way, but the feeling, that intoxication, that God has fallen in love with me. God has found me and made me belong to him. So just think about what speciality what special quality he saw in you that made you belong to him. So just identify that. You know, then you can be in tune with Baba and develop that speciality and make it as your highlight. And of course, when I begin to think about all that Baba has done since I have been Baba's child, you know, that gratefulness, thankfulness fills one's heart with love. Because one day, one sister was sharing her experience. She said, suddenly my heart became empty. I cannot have any love for Baba. I just lost Baba online, you know. Cannot get Baba. So what to do? So just the thought came, just the yukti was given to her. You just every night write a letter to Baba, a letter of thanks, a letter of gratitude, you know. And she start doing it for a few days, a letter of gratitude for Baba before sleeping. After a few days, really magic happened. You know, her attitude of gratitude actually activated that love in her heart. And she was so much filled with love that she got back Baba online once again. So sometimes, you know, due to some reason, some Brahmins do feel that way. You know, suddenly, don't know what happened. No love is coming. You know, and no love is going. Just like emptiness. So at that time, instead of thinking of other ways, thoughts and this and that, just write letters of gratitude, thankfulness to Baba for a few days. And you find really that love that was hidden emerges from deep within. So what I was thinking was that as tomorrow Bap Dada will be with us and we want to express our feelings of love in the form of gift for Baba, so each one can think of yourself and express it in whatever way you want, in the form of a poem, in the form of a song, in the form of a cartoon, in the form of a letter, whatever you want, put it on a piece of paper and we will keep a tray in the global office. You can leave it there and then we will put all in an envelope and we will display it on the stage for Baba. You know, of course, Baba may not see each one, but when you are writing, it will already arrive to Baba in the subtle region. Would you all like to do that? Yeah? Just you express in your own way, my gift of love for Baba, my beloved. So, as Baba said, the moment you start writing, the whole letter appears in his computer already. But I thought we should do an act, not just thinking, an act of expressing our love for Baba as a gift. So that we also feel closer to Baba, but at the same time, our transformation will speed up the world transformation. So we are fortunate to have this privilege. You know, people in the world are celebrating without knowing, you know, in somebody's memorial. But here, we are able to do it in relationship with myself and God. So take your time, whether you do it at Amrit Vela, before you go to sleep, in your own way. So let us have variety of gifts for Baba tomorrow, which we can display it for Bap Dada to see and accept it. And we will watch and see what Baba wants to say. So I will try to see if I have a chance I can meet with Dadi Gulzar and express special love from foreigners, double foreigners, for Valentine's Day to remind her tomorrow is very special. So if Baba brings, gives her some special message for us. Anybody wants to ask anything? So we will take this special opportunity to prepare ourselves spiritually so that we can start experiencing meeting Baba not only when he comes but the invocation. You know, there are three steps, you see, invocation, then invitation and meeting. So, invocation has to start from now. And then we invoke and we invite. And then we celebrate. Meeting is not possible without invocation and invitation. So, let us begin invoking Baba, inviting Baba to be in our midst. We create the subtle region right here, so it becomes even easier instead of us making effort to go up. So as much as possible, as Baba said today, to be introvert, talk to Baba, you know, creating that feeling of gratefulness and thankfulness in our heart, and particularly focus on this relationship, which we may not do always. So we take this opportunity to focus on the relationship of myself as a lover and Baba, my beloved, and experience that exclusive, intimate love that Baba has for me. And I feel that I am the only one beloved who is loved the most. So then my intellect will not be pulled anywhere else. And then, as Baba says, through your eyes, through your face, others are able to see the one with whom you have love for. So we don't have to say in words much. So let us experience that, especially for the next 24 hours, and take the maximum benefit from Baba's visit tomorrow. Om Shanti. Yes, you want to say something? Oh, so very good. See, sister, very good. So you can collect your heart. She has designed and prepared already. Yeah, this is just a plain heart. You can do what you like in this heart. Okay, so yes, you can take one from her before you go. So you have enough time to do whatever you want to do with it. And you can leave that in global office. So we will take it and display it on the stage. Hmm?